I pressed the record button now, Jason.
Oh, dear.
You get nervous? You got butterflies in your stomach?
I have butterflies in my stomach.
Wow.
You know why?
Why?
I had butterflies for breakfast.
Mmm. Delicious. Nothing like butterflies on toast.
Yeah. I made apple butter, actually.
Oh.
That's why I have to, that's when I said I have things to do.
Yeah.
I put it in the slow cooker.
Uh-huh.
I had it going for 24 hours.
Wow.
And then I've sieved it, uh-huh. And now it's sitting at home because I had to come over, and then I'll go back and put it in jars.
Wow.
Want some apple butter?
I'd love some apple butter.
All right.
But first...
One order for apple butter.
But first, I'd like some cocktails, which is why we're here, isn't it?
It is. But it seems... Are we...
I think we're down one man.
Right. Are we doing the show now?
Well, this is not officially, because I haven't done my announcement yet.
That's right.
So you want your, what do you want, 10 seconds of silence?
Sure, let's do 10 seconds of silence.
Okay, so everybody listening, silent prayer for 10 seconds.
Not really silence, though, is it? It's silence on our end, but they get to hear our great theme song.
That's right.
Hit it, boys!
Cocktail fans, and welcome to episode 61 of the Gentlemen of Elegant Leisure. And that was Jason's cell phone, because we happen to be down one gentleman on this episode.
We are down one gentleman.
In fact, that might be him texting you right now, is it?
It was. It was Fred, who is in Maui, Hawaii.
Yes, he's doing more research on behalf of the podcast. Oh, he's sourcing the finest... Tropical fruits?
Yes. He's going to be bringing us back bushels of fresh...
Breadfruit.
Breadfruit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
We were going to have him do a test.
To call in. Yeah. But now, we've got fed up waiting for him, so we're now...
We're now into the episode.
Yes, we're doing the show. So, Fred, if it works out, you'll get to hear Fred, and if it doesn't work out, we will... There will be a good big edit point where just after this introduction.
Yeah, no, we've never tried anything like this. You've been to Hawaii numerous times since we've done the show. Well, maybe not numerous, but more than once.
Oh, yeah.
But we didn't have you call in.
No, I didn't.
But we could easily do that.
We could, but then it's really inconvenient for me because it cuts into my day and I want to be out snorkeling and I don't want to be... Skyping or FaceTiming in my hotel room.
But it could just be for just as little as 5 minutes.
Nope.
You're not interested?
No, I don't have that kind of time.
Oh, you've got glasses on today. I feel like I should put glasses on.
Yeah, well, I've got a book here, some cocktail books, and of course it's written in really tiny type. And I, of course, am older somewhat, so I can't quite read
it. It's funny, you and I have the same book. In fact, I think that's actually another copy of my book, but it's here for your perusal.
Mine says Deluxe Edition, Revised and Expanded, Vintage Spirits and Forgotten Cocktails by Dr. Cocktail himself.
Ted Haig.
I think that's how it's pronounced.
Yeah, we still don't know. Could be high.
Yeah, it could be.
H-A-I-G-H.
But we're doing a couple of cocktails from his pages.
We are. We're going back to some old classics.
Yeah? Tell us a little about them.
I don't really know that much about them.
Oh.
But can you tell me about them? Because actually, you and I had coffee the other day in one of our numerous pre-show meetings.
Yes.
And you had said, what about this? And I said, yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. Oh, you're very easy when it comes to suggesting. Yes, we're doing two cocktails. We're doing the Doctor Cocktail.
And why did you hit upon the Doctor Cocktail? Did you like the idea that it had three ingredients?
Not really, no. I was just thumbing through the book, and I thought, well, we haven't done the Doctor Cocktail.
Mm.
And so it jumped out at me.
And it's not that you're feeling poorly. And
no, well, actually, I'm not feeling, I've got a bit of a cough. Maybe the Doctor Cocktail will make me feel better.
I think the Doctor Cocktail will fix you right up.
Yeah, and we're making, this is going to be a Trader Vic's sort of recipe. And then we're also doing the Dicky Dicky Cocktail.
The Dicky Dicky.
It makes that sound when you say Dicky Dicky Cocktail.
This is
It's also only three ingredients. And both feature our old friend, the Swedish Punch.
Ooh, that's neat. So that's a thing that's going to tie it together.
Yeah.
He says in his text here that FaceTime goes to Jessica's phone. Not sure how to connect to her iPad. Maybe try using the iPad to connect to his phone. He's standing by.
I don't know how to connect to the...
No, let's have a peek at it.
You can do it. Anyways, yeah, so the Deaky Deaky cocktail, and yeah, it's only three ingredients. It's got you got your Calvados. And remind me again, what is Calvados?
Calvados is an apple brandy.
Ah, there you go. It's an apple brandy. And then the Dr. Cocktail, again, only three ingredients. It's got your Jamaica rum, the punch, as we said, and fresh lime juice. And the Dicky Dicky has the grapefruit juice in it, so.
Yes.
So hopefully we can pull those off.
I think we should be able to. I'm trying to find... Oh, here's FaceTime here. All right.
We're just trying to set up our connection with our missing gentleman, Mr. Fred Partridge, who's enjoying his vacation. I understand you're on vacation, Jason.
I am.
But you're not in Maui. Not nearly as lush and tropical.
No, I'm just hanging around... Hanging around the house, making apple butter, as
as you said,
you may know.
Well, that's good too. Making your friends apple butter. What's Fred doing? He's just enjoying it. He's not making anything for us. He's just consuming Mai Tais and you know, snorkeling around nurse sharks.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, no, I assume that he's having a good time. It's funny, years ago, when I would watch the David Letterman show. Remember the David Letterman show?
Oh, I do. I love the David Letterman show.
He would have to sometimes dial a number while he was on the show.
Uh-huh.
And he said, there's nothing harder than dialing a number when you're trying to do a show.
Yeah.
And I thought, that's a lie. But trying to dial Fred's number here and talk to you at the same time is very difficult.
Maybe we should have used the 10-second of silence for this. All right, so we're calling Fred.
We're calling Fred.
In Maui.
Yes.
And hopefully our microphone picks it up.
Yeah.
He's not answering.
Any luck?
Oh, there he is, Fred Partridge, live from Maui. Hey, Fred.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Hi.
Yeah. How's the weather?
Oh, it's horrible.
Really?
Oh, it's too hot.
Oh. Why? Well, it's
blinding.
Ah. Well, you're in the North Pacific, you know, almost to the equator.
Sorry, for you.
Yeah. I have you looking at the ceiling only because I wanted to have the speaker up against us. See, there's Dave.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, there's Dave.
How you doing?
And here's me.
Yeah.
But we want to have the speaker on the iPad right up against the microphone
perfect.
Here.
Now, did Jason fill you in on what cocktails we're making?
The Dicky Dicky and the Doctor Cocktail?
Yeah, have you ever had either of those?
Neither have had either of those, no.
Well, they both only have three ingredients.
I'm having some rum punch right now, because of course, we're 3 hours ahead here.
No, you're not, you're 3 hours behind.
That's right, it's breakfast time there.
What?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes, it's 1:20 in the afternoon here.
But he is having a rum punch, I can see it in his hand, folks, I can verify this.
Huh?
Yeah, it's from Kaloa, the fine people at Kaloa that make the rum, the Hawaiian dark rum, which I've got a bottle of.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
You're going to share it, right?
Back.
With us?
I've also got a little bottle of it, too, for now.
Oh.
Because it's cocktail hour.
It's always cocktail hour in Maui.
I'm pretty sure we're 3 hours ahead.
No, you're not.
All right. Well, you wouldn't lie about a thing like that.
Yeah.
I'll check my math later.
Yeah. What do you think we should do first, Fred? You've already got some rum in your mouth, and so
yeah.
The Dr. Cocktail has rum, Swedish punch, and lime juice, whereas the Dicky Dicky has Calvados, grapefruit juice, and Swedish punch.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
I would go with the rum one first because I've already had some rum.
Oh, so you want the Dr. Cocktail?
I do.
Which is from the Dr. Cocktail book, Forgotten Spirits and...
His eponymous cocktail.
Yeah, Vintage Spirits of Forgotten Cocktails.
Yeah, he says it's
He should have called it the eponymous cocktail. I think that would have been... It rolls off the tongue.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's funny because he says it's his namesake cocktail, but his name isn't Dr. Cocktail. His name is Ted Haig.
Oh, well, there's room for another cocktail named after him.
Then. Yeah, that's what we should do. That should be our challenge, is that we do a Ted Haig cocktail and say, what do you think about that?
Yeah.
And then we trademark it.
Yeah. Just so he can't use it.
Name again.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're going to make... Okay, so the Dr. Cocktail it is, Jason.
Very good.
Do you need me to hold the... How long are you staying on the line, Fred? Do you have activities planned for this afternoon?
I was going to go lay in the sun and have a cocktail.
Oh, another one.
So, TikTok.
All right. Well, all right. Then I'm going to pass the sound unit over to Dave. I'm going to make the doctor cocktail, and then you can pretend to be drinking one with us.
That won't be hard.
Yeah, no. At least you got the rum going.
Oh, yeah.
Your taste buds are already... Well, that's going to be tricky, because I was planning to film video, because Fred's not here with his video camera.
That's right, so you've got to double down.
Right, yeah.
You're doing the work of three men.
Yep. Well, that's what I do when I'm here, doing the show.
Normally you're doing the work of two, well, today you're doing the work of three.
Yeah.
What if we took these glasses, Dave, Fred actually provided, we'll stack them right here next to the microphone.
Well, I hope it doesn't break his precious glasses, but... I'm sure it's okay.
Great glasses.
There you go.
I have to tell you, I just tried some of the Kauai Dark Hawaiian Rum.
Oh.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
Where did they make it on Maui? It used to be that...
Well, this is actually from Kauai.
Oh, sorry, it's Kauai.
Yeah.
But you're in Maui.
Maui.
Yeah. And Jason's just mucking around with the...
I'm doing some mic mucking.
Yeah.
Some what now?
Yeah, well, I just wanted to make sure you could be heard.
Right. Oh, I got you. Mic mucking.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that. Yeah, this is good. It's nice. It's got that sort of brown sugar caramely taste that I said that Cuban rum had last episode that it absolutely did not have.
No. You know what we're missing, Jason?
What are we missing, sir?
Ice.
Oh, yeah. Dave's got to go get ice. This is really a three-person operation.
Yes, I know. I think we've said that before. It's not even feasible with two people.
If anybody leaves town, it's just we're just going to have to. I don't know what we have to do. If we were to bring somebody else in, they don't also know it. So it's not even like we can substitute another person in. They're just going to sit there and make noise.
We need a staff. Really, what we need.
Do you how's the booze selection over there? If you had wanted to make this along with us, could you have found Swedish Punch?
I haven't seen Swedish Punch yet, so it would maybe be hard. But then I've been mainly in the ABC stores.
Oh yeah, the good little ABC stores.
And Zach's General Store. Those are the only two alcohol stores I've been in so far.
Where's Zach's?
Not including Costco. Zach's is on the bottom floor of the Manukai.
Oh!
The stately Manukai.
Are you gonna? Do you get a deal on the room if you mention the Manukai on Maui?
The Manukai, you mean? I'm gonna say no.
Oh.
Just off the top of my head.
Well, you know, if the Manukai wanted to throw us a few dollars, Dave has set up a page.
Yes.
Patreon.
Not Patreon, no, it's, Ko-fi, or Ko-fi?
Or Coffee.
That was probably... So, go to our website, click on the donate page, Fred, and give us at least $3.
I'll lay a few shekels on you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's, the Manukai is a ragtag collection of independent owners that I don't think that they have a marketing strategy.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate, because... Well,
you tell them that our podcast has one on staff. Be happy to help them.
Perfect.
Perfect.
I'll pass that along.
Yes, excellent. All right, so you can't see this, Fred, but Jason is now adding the... He's adding the ice.
And so what we've got in here, Freddie, is 2 ounces of Jamaica rum. I'm using my Smith & Cross traditional Jamaica rum.
Fantastic.
We got an ounce of Swedish Punch and an ounce of fresh squeezed lime juice. What I just squeezed my very own.
Yes.
With your hands?
Well, with my pincher thing in my hands.
And now he's going to... Cover your ears. He's going to shake it.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Yeah, he's going nuts. Oh, man.
It doesn't sound as bad here as it does in person.
Oh, I can't even hear you, Fred. There you go. Now he's stopped.
I was saying it doesn't sound as bad here as it does in person.
Oh, there you go. Well, that's good. All right, let's pour this baby out. Should we use these? Let's use these glasses first, baby.
Sure, yeah. Martini glasses.
Now, this is interesting. Mm-hmm. It's quite a yellow drink, Fred, but the picture in the book here is...
more of a pinkish amber kind of color.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think we missed any ingredients, did we, Jason?
I don't think so.
There's only three.
There's only three, and I was talking to Fred at the same time, so there's a chance.
And they have one ingredient, maybe?
Maybe it's just, maybe you're just serving us cold lemon juice. I don't know.
I hope not. All right.
I don't think so.
So the Dr. Cocktail, it says it's another Trader Vic variation. Swedish Punch is a rum-based, rum-flavored liqueur, and so combining it with rum and rum's little buddy the lime was a no-brainer. So give this a shot, Dave.
All right, well, just hold them up for me. Hold them up.
Let me get a picture.
Sure.
All I can see is the bare light bulb in the ceiling.
I'll just zoom in a little more. There we go. All right, here we go with the dot. Oops. Spilt them on my fingers.
Oh, God.
I'm going to have to lick my fingers.
Oh, rinse that off immediately.
I know that's very crude, but... You know, I don't want any of Jason's excellent work to go to waste.
All right, I just took a picture for the website. I'm going to take a sip of this and see if this tastes... Oh, my God. It's so different from the picture that I'm terrified that I didn't put something in it.
Don't be afraid.
What could possibly have been missed?
I don't think anything. I mean, the rum has definitely gone down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's nothing here that should color it red anyway.
No.
I think maybe Ted has the wrong picture in his book. Cheers, gentlemen.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Mm. Oh. God.
Yeah, that's... I don't know if that's what the doctor ordered.
Yeah, I don't know about that one at all.
I mean...
Really? I mean,
you missed a good one. You picked a good one to not be here for, Fred.
Yeah. It's definitely
nice. I thought the Swedish Punch would have some nice herbs in it, and you're doubling down on the rum and a little bit of lime. It should be perfect.
Yeah.
It almost doesn't taste like a cocktail. It almost tastes like a straight spirit.
Yeah. No,
like
it's...
It just kind of has got that same sort of burn as it goes down your throat.
Hmm. Yeah, no, 2 ounces of Jamaica rum.
Or unless you missed an ingredient.
I hope.
What's a Swedish Punch? It's running at 18%, isn't it?
A Swedish Punch is 26%.
Holy cow, that is almost... So, when you add it all up, you're probably still running about, I don't know, probably close to 30% alcohol in that drink.
Well, it might be, because the Smith and Cross, I forgot, is actually 57% alcohol.
Oh, my God. You're cruising at 40%.
Wow. Well, no wonder it tastes so powerful.
But, yeah, the lime really comes through, and I don't think it's in a very pleasant way. It's a very dry...
Almost, yeah, quite bitter in a way.
I'm not enjoying it. I mean, I'm going to finish it.
Sure. You got to finish it.
But I'm not enjoying it.
No.
No, you're fighting it all the way.
Wow.
Maybe if you had a 40% to Jamaican rum instead of that killer Smith and Cross.
Maybe, but it's, maybe.
Now, I should tell you, Fred, that I mentioned this before we went on the air, was there in the Sava cocktail book, the recipe for the doctor is simply lemon juice and Swedish punch. There's no rum in it whatsoever.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Now, I don't know if that would make it taste any better. But I don't know. But anyways, that's your other option. If folks, if we've turned you off the doctor cocktail, try it without the rum and see if that goes any better.
Yeah, I just can't put my finger on what's so displeasing about it, but something has not warmed its cockles for me.
Yeah.
Well, maybe just the burn.
Well, it's definitely a burn.
Yes, definitely a burn, but it's the bitter quality to it that I'm not really crazy about.
Yeah.
Even if it tasted like rum and I don't know what the hell.
And when you try a drink like this, sometimes... sorry, my phone's ringing. Maybe
that's not me.
Oh, it's not you.
We've got excessive amount of technology going on. Here, let's stop for a sec.
No, let's keep going.
Okay.
What I was going to say is sometimes after the first sip, it tastes bitter. And after, you've had 3 or 4 sips, it mellows out. This is not mellowing out.
No.
It's equally strong on every single taste.
Yes.
So, all right, well.
Did you pour that over ice?
We did. We shook it with ice.
We shook it with ice? I'm going to go rinse this.
All right. And yeah. So, I don't
know. There's no hope. There's no hope.
There's no hope. I don't think we can revive this. If we had some... Perhaps if I can dig out my simple syrup, we could maybe add it later and see what it tastes like. But, yeah, I don't think this is a... This is not a drink that I would order or want to have again. So, yeah, no. Well, did you wash that all up there, Jason?
Yes, I just gave it a quick rinse so we could do our next one here when we get our...
Wow. Thing. Boy, we're really, really moving along here without another body in here.
40 minutes.
Yeah. So...
Well, I don't know if we have to do the next one. You're not going to hang around for the next one, are you, Freddie?
I don't know. The first one didn't taste that great. I don't know if I want to hang around.
Yeah. Well, you certainly can hang around.
Oh, okay.
I was about to try to take a selfie of the three of us, but we'll wait. I mean, the what the hell?
Yep.
I got to get something to get this flavor of Dr. Cocktail out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Maybe the rinse of that Smith & Cross 57%, I think that, 57 proof.
Yeah. No, 57%, so it would be 94 proof, wouldn't it? No, 104 proof. No, 114 proof.
You know,
do you math much?
I think I figured out the problem with that cocktail.
Yeah. There's far too much alcohol in it.
Well, then let's try the Dicky Dicky and see if that goes down nicey-nicey.
Yeah.
Not sure it will.
I'm just going to measure and not talk to you guys to make sure that I get all of the ingredients in.
Yes,
it.
Yes. So, once again, the Dicky Dicky is 1.5 ounces of Calvados, 1/2 ounce of Swedish Punch, and 3/4 ounces of freshly squeezed grapefruit juice, which I did only probably 1/2 hour ago, so it's still pretty fresh.
Pretty
but now, you know, it almost tastes like the Dr. Cocktail head would have grapefruit in it, because it's that sort of acidic. But let's hope the Dicky Dicky is a little more
pleasing. What kind of a grapefruit did you use here, Davey?
I used a pink grapefruit juice.
Oh, yes, the ever-popular Ruby Red.
Yes, because, you know, your regular grapefruit always seems, you know, a bit sour.
But, well, it's the people, yeah, people just don't like the, it's
and also,
gone soft.
And also the supermarket didn't have any other grapefruit. In fact, I was lucky to find even one, because they're all in bags that you could have them, you know.
No, it's like... There goes Jason.
Yep.
Off and running.
Yep.
You know, this goes back to the, when you talked about grapefruits and oranges. You know, you can only get navel oranges now because nobody wants a regular old orange anymore.
No.
Yeah, you're right. It's all special order oranges now.
All right, so.
Let's see what this one looks like. This one looks exactly the same.
Well, I had a Paloma last night.
Oh, nice. How was it?
Yeah, that was good. It was good. It was at a Mexican restaurant, so they used the Ruby Red grapefruit instead of the soda. But it was quite pleasant. It was very large. Because it's America.
Which Mexican restaurant? The one over there by Moose McGillicuddy's?
Very nearly. It was my eponymous restaurant.
Oh, Fred's.
Fred's Mexican Cafe and Cantina.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I think I remember you went there the last time you were in Maui.
Well, because we like our Mexican food.
And you like restaurants named after you.
Yes.
And I really like restaurants named after me. Yeah,
you're a spice-loving narcissist.
I'm doing my best.
They should give you a discount if your name is Fred. Ask for that next time, would you?
Next time.
Do they still have the cheeseburger tacos there?
You know, we filled up on alcohol and appetizers, so I didn't even get to the entree menu.
Wow.
I think it was Fred's that Jennifer got so sick at when we were in Maui.
Oh, your lovely
wife. And plus she drank a whole lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we went from there, we went to Luana, out at the...
Did we get a photo of
this? The Fairmont and had another cocktail there.
Oh, yes, out of the Fairmont there in Wailea?
Yes.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. So what have you got there? You poured it out?
We have poured out the Dicky Dicky. It is the same sort of shade. It might be a hair darker, which makes no sense because it's got... Angle it down here so Freddie can see. There you go.
Oh, yeah. If I could see it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, where'd you go?
Is it not there?
You don't see it? Oh, FaceTime.
Oh, FaceTime.
Oh.
That's it.
I can hear you.
Can you see me, or is the picture gone?
No, there's you.
Oh, you know, yeah. And then there.
Pixelated.
That's the best way to be.
There you go. There's me holding it out for our...
And there was it. That's what the other one there looked like.
They're the same cocktail. I hate to tell you.
Yeah, I mean, certainly the color is virtually... virtually identical.
Yeah. If anything, it's a little bit darker. Well, as I say, it makes no sense because the Calvados is the same color as the Smith and Cross. Well,
and the picture in the book is slightly, it's almost an orangey color, darker orange, but this is somewhat
yellow. It's all chemistry.
Well, it certainly smells better. Cheers.
So the Calvados apple brandy this time around.
All right. The Dicky Dicky.
Well, now the Dicky Dicky, I don't like it either.
Another sip of dark rum, and it's still pretty good.
All right.
Yeah. Now this has kind of gone the other way. This is kind of bland.
It's kind of bland. It really is.
Well, maybe three ingredient cocktails aren't really the our thing.
I'm going to suggest something here.
Okay.
Pour them together.
I don't think so. I think that would be awful.
I think it would be awful too, but I'm going to try it.
Yes. Jason will grab a little.
I was just going to grab another guy, one of these guys.
No, sure, make more mess for me to clean up. You're not satisfied with a tiny shot glass, you've got to pour the whole...
You're right, I could just put it into one of my mixing glasses.
No, that's fine, go ahead.
No.
Let's just that's why we need a staff.
Splash of this in there, and then we'll put a splash of this in here.
Oh.
And this will be the Dicky Dicky Dr. Cocktail, or Dr. Dicky.
Okay, try that.
Oh, my God. No,
that's awful.
Half and half mixture of those. I think there's too much lime in that other one.
Uh-huh. And too much grapefruit in this one?
I don't know if there's too much grapefruit. This feels like a joke episode.
Yeah. Now, Fred,
so the two of them together, you wouldn't recommend that either?
Not really.
I would not. I mean, the Dicky Dicky is nicer of the two, I would say.
It is, yeah. But it's neither... It's not really strong, and yet it's not sweet. I don't know. It's just, it's lacking.
It is. I think in that one, though, I can taste the apple, and I think I can taste the Swedish punch.
Yeah.
And I think I can taste a little of the grapefruit, and so it works.
Right.
But that Dr. Cocktail, I mean, you're right. It wasn't fair because we didn't even, I just saw that I had traditional Jamaica rum, and I forgot that it was 57% alcohol.
Yeah.
I should have had the Appleton's or something.
Yes, we probably overpowered the whole recipe by our choice of spirits. But, well, this might be one of our shortest, most disappointing episode ever. Yeah, so this is what happens when Fred goes to Hawaii. He puts a curse on us.
I'll never leave again.
Yeah.
No, I mean, we can still talk about these drinks and not tie up Fred's valuable vacation time.
Yeah.
Because how long have we been going?
We've been going for about a half hour.
Oh, and yeah.
And we're out.
Have you seen any movies while you're over there, Fred, that you want to
review?
We're going to go see a play on Sunday.
Oh, play.
Somewhere, it's Action Kihei. I think it's an old movie theater converted into a
regular
stage.
Uh-huh.
Now we're going to see Other Desert Cities.
Other deadly cities?
Hello?
Yeah.
other desert cities.
Desert cities.
Oh, yeah, I see.
It takes place in Palm Springs. If you've ever driven the I-10 out to Palm Springs, as you get close, one arrow will point towards, it'll say Palm Springs, and the other arrow says Other Desert Cities.
Yeah, I think I've heard that play before, but I can't remember who the author is. But, yeah.
I don't either.
Well, but you're going to find out.
I will find out this Sunday.
And we'll look forward to your review when you get back in our next episode.
Is it?
We can use that to pad our podcast.
Yes.
Beyond 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, where we do reviews of community theater in Maui County.
Yeah. We're looking forward. We've got a list of other cocktail places to go to. We're actually going to try the Tommy Bahama store, which also has a bar and a restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually had a drink at that Tommy Bahama's, and that's in the shops at Wailea, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was a good. It was like a, I think I had either a Bahama Mama or something else there, and it was better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. Wow. Well, we had a couple of nice ones last night at Luana. I put them both up on Instagram. I don't know if you've checked out my Instagram page.
Not yet. I was putting up on our donation page, so that takes precedence.
But our listeners can certainly go to what is your Instagram handle?
Mine is at Fred Part.
At Fred Part.
PART.
Right, and we might be linked to you through our at what are we? We're a cocktail podcast.
Yes.
Yes, I believe so. Yes. I did reference you guys on both of my, or I did reference us. Cocktail podcast on both of my posts.
Oh, so. Yes, I do see that. I appreciate Chase is just, he's had another sip and he's just wincing.
I just don't get how the Dr. Cocktail could be so unpleasant. There's no reason for it to be so unpleasant. I think I did something wrong.
I'm gonna make a proposal.
Yes? Mm-hmm.
Maybe not for the next sip, maybe, but I propose a redo of the Dr. Cocktail with the original.
Oh,
from the Savoy.
Oh, which is just Swedish punch and...
Oh, like Doctor versus Doctor.
Yes, the two doctors.
Fight to the death.
Or...
Yes, we'll call it the Doctor What episode.
And we could do the revamped Dickie Dickie one from MarTiki.com.
We could do three cocktails. We love that.
Because that includes lemon juice, grapefruit juice, and spice simple syrup.
Right.
So it's definitely going to make it sweeter, if anything.
We just have to find out what spiced simple syrup is.
Yeah, I don't know if that means allspice or...
Frank's Red Hot Sauce.
Yeah, I put that shit on everything. Including Dickie Dickie. Yikes.
Don't touch your Dickie with Tabasco fingers.
Yes. Oh, dear. No, we're going to get a sponsor.
That's right. Now that we're trying to finally get sponsorship for the show, we got this episode with a phone call in it. Fred's on a tinny sounding thing. We might not even be recording his voice.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. That's horrible.
This might be a scratch.
Yes. The drinks are questionable.
Yeah.
This will be my cousin Dave's favorite episode.
Sure. Because he hates cocktails. And we've made some really not so pleasant ones.
Oh, yeah. No, if every cocktail tastes like what I've made, and I fully acknowledge that I might have made it wrong.
Well, okay. Okay. But it could be the overpowering amount of alcohol in our selection.
Maybe it was a bad lime. Maybe we'll blame the lime.
Okay.
It was a bitter lime.
Yeah, could be. Could be a bitter lime. Get a bad one every once in a while. Sometimes you get a couple of bad apples in your limes.
You see, that's good.
Yeah.
Because I was going to take it right back to Maui.
Okay, let's go. Fred's there right now.
What was that restaurant I told you guys to go to? And it was upstairs.
Oh, I don't remember.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. We did go to it, but now I forget.
Coconuts?
No.
No. No, you have to go up. You have to go up a flight of stairs. It's on the second floor.
Yeah, it's about 5 minutes north of you there in Kihei, and it's there's a shave ice place near it. If that helps.
Well, that narrows it down, doesn't it?
How's it called? Oh,
but why? You had a good cocktail. Did you have a good cocktail? Is that why you're thinking of it?
No, I just was thinking of it because he's so close to it, and had a good lunch.
Yeah.
If you like mahi mahi and macadamia nuts.
Well, if we figure out what it is, we'll text you later, Fred, and tell you to visit it.
Oh, sure. By all means.
I went there, and I thought it was pretty good. Yeah, I don't remember what I had, but I thought it was pretty good.
This episode is brought to you by the Maui Tourism Board.
And some restaurant in Kihei. We don't know its name, but...
The Kihei Business Improvement Association.
Well, there you go. Our two cocktails, neither one particularly
good,
rememberable or good.
No.
I feel kind of bad.
I do feel kind of bad. I feel kind of good in that we found a couple of drinks, but why did we have to find two drinks? They're back to back in Ted Haig's book here.
Yeah, and they're both not great. Well, I'm telling you, I think three ingredients is just not our thing.
On the next page after that is the East India cocktail, which I think we did, right?
We did do.
And we really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So if anything, you should go and make an East India cocktail. Look at our webpage and see what episode that was.
Yeah.
Fred has compiled a list of all of our episodes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess we should post that somewhere.
We should. Well, we got space.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I will get that together for you guys.
Yeah.
Do you think it's the Swedish punch? I mean, both these, the only thing these drinks had in common was the Swedish punch.
Well, let me taste the Swedish punch straight. Maybe my Swedish punch has gone off.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm going to go off.
All right, Jason is now pouring himself a little bit of his Swedish punch.
Yes, I'll be...
the guinea pig.
I'll have to sleep on Dave's couch this afternoon.
I just poured myself a little bit of the Kahlua Kauai Dark rum, and it has not gone off yet.
Oh, good.
The Kronan Swedish Punch is rummy, and it is sweet, and it is lovely, and there's no reason that it shouldn't have been able to stand up to any of the other ingredients that were in here, which I think is why the Dickie Dickie tasted as good as it did compared to the Dr. Cocktail. I'm almost tempted to make the other one again, but I'm not gonna. Because I'm giving everybody the recipe. You make it on your own and don't
make it on your own. Maybe they'll get better results because they're using different brand of rum or whatever you like.
Right. Maybe you're not talking to multiple people at one time.
Yeah.
But the Swedish punch seems to be fine. And the lime? I don't know.
Take a bite of the lime.
Well, there's not enough to take a bite of it. We've squeezed the life out of it. It's just pulp. But it tastes a little bitter. You made kind of a Mr. Yuck face when you tasted it.
I didn't enjoy just the lime straight, but then who enjoys just lime straight? What am I, Skeletor?
he likes straight lime?
I don't know. I always figured Skeletor was like Oscar the Grouch, and he's going to be like, I only like lime jello and banana peel pudding.
Yes.
Cartoon villains.
Yeah.
Now, however... I just dumped that little bit of Swedish punch I tasted into the Dr. Cocktail, and it tastes much better.
Yeah, maybe.
Is there a chance that I didn't put any Swedish punch into the Dr. Cocktail?
I don't know.
I guess there's always a chance.
I was entertaining Fred, so I wasn't keeping an eye on what you were doing.
Oh, God.
Yep.
Because that tastes better. I mean, it's still not great.
No.
Here, you taste that, baby. You can...
Okay.
I've added some Swedish punch to this drink. It's still not good, but it's better, isn't it?
Incrementally.
Yeah. Incrementally better. I'm not even going to finish it.
All right. Well, Fred, I guess we'll let you go, because I think we've pretty much... you got one.
I want to get a selfie so I can put it on the site so people know that we were talking to Fred on the iPad.
All right. So just put on your best face there, Fred.
Okay. How's this going to work?
You hold it up next to your head or up against you. I'm going to come here with this angle here.
Is that going to be overpowering? No, Fred's all... Well, he's a little
hold him up more over here.
Up there. There we go.
Yeah, here, we'll go sideways.
Go sideways. All right, Fred, get ready.
You want me to go sideways?
No, not you.
Can you get closer to your screen, Freddy? There we go. The gentleman of elegant leisure. Smile.
There we go.
And I'll do one more.
There we go.
They're poorly framed, but that's the same as the guy that I tried to get sent to Sing Sing.
I'm usually poorly framed.
Yeah.
Oh.
So...
Sorry.
Well, there you go.
So not only is this a great... never mind.
exactly. So you guys going to chat a little while? You got nothing but time on your hands.
Yeah, we should probably chat a little bit.
I don't know about what.
We don't know about what. Well,
Do you have a grievance against anybody you want to go off on?
I don't have a grievance. Hey, look at these. Are these from Maui?
They might be from Maui. They got little turtles.
They got turtles on it. Have you seen a turtle yet, Fred?
No, people said that there was turtles, and I got out of the water immediately.
Oh, you don't like sharing the water with wildlife?
Well, they look dangerous, and I'm pretty sure they're gonna bite. They got those big mouths.
Yeah, they got that weird creepy face almost.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no, the face is horrible.
Their Mr. Yuck kind of face.
Mr. Yuck. I don't know. Laura's out there now. She seemed interested in seeing a turtle. It's beyond me. But anyway, yeah, there's apparently a place to see turtles. You guys seen turtles? I saw one from a boat. That's the way to see them.
If you go to Crescent Park, you can see them in the ponds because people just drop off their pets there, but they don't want to realize what a pain in the ass it is to have a turtle as a pet.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Go to Crescent Park. It's not too far from where you live. Go to where the little ponds are, and you're bound to see some turtles there.
That's horrible.
I know. Well, you give people public water space, they're going to fill it with their unwanted pets.
Yeah, no, it's about knee-deep in turtles.
Yeah.
You can walk across it on turtle.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love an invasive species?
Yes.
Remember when the French first came to the Grand Banks, and they could just put a bucket in the water and pull up cod?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how many turtles there are in Crescent Park.
Wow. That's a lot of turtles. Plenty of turtle soup.
Jennifer and I almost saw a turtle. We saw a turtle swimming away.
Oh.
It had swam right up to us, but we were too busy shrieking because of the cold water hitting our stomachs.
Yeah,
we were at that moment of swimming. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, again, that's the way to see a turtle leaving.
Yeah.
I don't think they bite. I think they're pleasant.
Yeah, I think they, yeah. But you're not supposed to get that close to them anyways.
That's
but
right. If you were wearing kelp boxers,
yeah,
you might be in trouble.
Yeah.
Well, see, now I got to go buy new boxers.
Have you been snorkeling yet?
No, we were close yesterday. The plan is as soon as I'm done here, we're going to go out and put our faces in the water.
All right.
Well, this is ridiculous, Fred. You're in Maui about to go snorkeling. And you're wasting your time talking on a cell phone
to be honest, I am looking out over Maui.
Wow. They apparently have trucks backing up trucks in Maui.
Look out, Fred. Get out of the way.
Your business never stops.
No.
Even in the subtropics.
Yes.
No, the restaurant's got to get their steaks.
Again, this episode is brought to you by the Kihei Business Improvement Association. Come to our farmer's market.
Every Wednesday, 9 to noon.
The farmer's market is fantastic.
Wow. Well, have some pineapple, because you got to have Hawaiian pineapple.
Go to the Hawaii plantation. Go to Mama's Fish House.
And if we remember the name of that other restaurant, we'll text it to you.
Yeah.
Also brought to you by the Lahaina Business Improvement Association.
Oh, excellent. All right, well, I think we're, I don't know, do we have anything else to talk about?
You can wrap me and then you can still argue about other stuff.
I guess we could. We're doing the show a little earlier today than we normally do, and normally there's not this many phone calls.
More than likely it's the Canada Revenue Agency calling Dave about his past due taxes and the fact they're going to have to get him arrested if he doesn't pay them soon.
Yeah. Oh, that could be, yes. He's derelict in his duties.
Mm.
Yeah, get on that. They prefer to be paid with iTunes cards.
Oh, well, that's all we've got.
Yeah.
Well, say hello to your lovely wife for us, and you have safe travels while you're down there in the most wonderful place in the world, Hawaii.
Well, mahalo.
Yes.
Oh, nicely done.
Yes. I'm getting a lot of that. I've been tipping people well.
Oh, good for you. Well, look at you trying to wrap up the show. We're still going to talk. We're not going to let you. You want to say tip big?
Sure, tip big.
There you go.
Do you want more build-up to that?
No, that's perfect.
All right.
Maybe we'll tack it on again at the end.
What's that?
I said we can tack it on again at the end.
Perfect.
All right. Perfect. Thanks for calling
guys,
in.
I wish you guys were here because we'd probably be drinking a lot more.
Well, you'll have to drink three times as much just to make up for it.
I'll do my best.
All right, Freddie.
Goodbye.
All right.
Aloha.
There he goes.
That was a fun experiment, but it was exhausting.
Maybe it's because we changed our usual drinking time, because it's not really cocktail hour.
It isn't. Really
it's early in the afternoon. It's, I don't know, maybe the atmosphere is not what we expected.
I don't know. I mean, look, you haven't even touched yours. You had your sip, and it
I don't know. You want more of mine?
No, I don't. I didn't want more of mine.
No. It's really not a good cocktail.
Oh, no, I'm so surprised by that.
Well, we'll blame Ted Haig.
That's right. Or, as I say, people at home could make it and make it with regular 40% alcohol rum, and maybe it'll be nicer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, we can't hit a winner every podcast because we never know. We don't pre-make them and test them. We just go with, hey, this sounds like a neat recipe. Let's do it. We'll do it live. Yep.
That's what you get for live TV. What is this?
Pod racing? Something like that.
Are you trying to tie in a, what was the first, the Phantom Menace?
Yes.
Phantom Menace references.
Yeah. Well, I could go on a rant about Phantom Menace. What a piece of shit that was.
Would you like to?
No, I don't remember enough. Only that I didn't like. I don't like any of it.
All right. But you like the new ones. You like the new stuff.
I do like the new ones. Look at what J.J. Abrams has got going. He's a good storyteller.
He is. Yeah. He weaves tales very well.
He does. God bless you, J.J. Abrams. Next time you're in town, we'll make you a Dr. Cocktail.
Oh, dear.
Just to welcome you to the bitter rainforests of the west coast of Canada.
That's right. He has been here, of course, because he did Fringe here.
Mm-hmm.
He's here.
Very familiar with this
neck of the woods.
The neck of the woods.
Yeah. BC.
BC.
Speaking of BC.
Yes.
There used to be a pier in Vancouver called Pier BC.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. There was a Pier A. There was a Pier D, and there was a great big pier.
So, like, what, into Burrard Inlet or into False Creek? Or
into Burrard Inlet.
Oh, okay. So, in your north side of the downtown.
Mm-hmm. Huh. And so, it was so big that they called it Pier BC.
Wow.
It was both Pier B and Pier C.
And what happened to them?
That's what they built Canada Place.
Oh, I see.
And I went down there the other day and saw the biggest cruise ship that has ever come into Vancouver.
Wow.
The Norwegian Bliss.
Oh, yeah. That's good. I know you're a big cruise ship fan. Do you like cruises?
No, I don't know. Not really. They're fine.
But you're fascinated by ships.
I'm fascinated by all...
all things nautical, basically.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why I brought it up.
Well, that's... You've been trying to fill some time.
But we don't need to fill time.
No, we can quite happily. We're at 47 minutes, so it's perfectly acceptable.
It's perfectly acceptable for sort of a strange episode.
Yes.
So. I mean, I think our shortest episode was that we did one that was like 20 minutes long. We made two drinks, we commented on them, and we got out.
Was that one of the first couple of shows? Or?
Yes, it was. It might have been the first episode we did here at Dave's Studios.
Right, right.
And I think it might have been the first episode after our friend Mike had passed away.
Oh, dear.
We were all a little lost.
Right, of course, yeah.
So,
and, well, we're still sort of experimenting with the format. I guess you could say.
I guess. We got what we needed to do.
Yeah.
But it is funny, yeah. I think if I was listening to a podcast or watching a TV show and suddenly they started to just vamp because they had to fill time.
Yeah.
You'd be like,
well, that's not really. I mean, it's not like we have a network show. So I say, well, wait, come on, you got to be 60 minutes. Otherwise, how are we going to throw our schedule all off?
At the real crux of this, we made two cocktails, none of which we really enjoyed. And so that should be the takeaway from the show.
Right.
Either you challenge it and make the drinks and like them.
Yeah. And then leave us a comment on our blog, which is www.gentlemanofelegantleisure.com.
They could leave us a comment. We have two new comments I haven't looked at because they're both from SA Writing Services Australia. Okay,
can you just block that spammer?
I don't think I can block them.
And don't you have to approve them before they go on?
I do have to approve them.
Well, why do you approve them? Don't put them on the blog. They're a pain in the ass.
All right, I'll take them off.
Take them off. I don't want to hear from best essay writer. And the funny thing is about best English writing service or best essay service is the English is terrible. It doesn't make sense at all. It's barely ESL.
You're right.
I why would you ever hire anybody for this? You can't write. It's awful.
Right. Although, if you didn't speak English at all, it's not bad.
Well, I don't know. I only know English. But for English, it's not very good.
Yeah, no. When I go on there next time, I'll because I haven't even read them. I just saw that they have commented, so I'll pull their comments off.
Yeah. No.
But and replace them. But please, leave a comment. It doesn't cost you anything.
Yes, or visit. You can leave a comment. And we sometimes do get comments at Cocktail Podcast, which is our Instagram account. So go there and have a look at the photos and see what we've made. And
join the conversation.
Join the conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then when you're not joining the conversation, you go have a cocktail. And you reward your server, right? Because they're very important people.
They are.
If they didn't bring you your cocktail, you wouldn't get your cocktail. Or you'd have to get out of your chair and huff it all over to the bar and ask, hey, where's my drink?
Exactly. Or you'd have to make it yourself.
Or make it yourself.
You're not allowed to do that.
No, you can't go behind the counter.
They don't have a serving it right.
No, no.
You certification.
No.
That's right.
So what you do, you reward them for...
You reward them. And then when they give you your drink, you smile at them, you enjoy your drink. Unless it's this Dr. Cocktail. And even if it is a Dr. Cocktail, they still have to make it.
Yeah. It's not their fault. It's not to your liking.
Exactly. It's all on you. So suck it up.
Yeah.
Be a gentleman of elegant leisure.
And
tip
big.